You can now join the Well Soul community for free by subscribing to the Well Soul monthly digital newsletter that includes reflections and resources to equip and inspire us to know God's Word, walk with God, and live with purpose so that we can live with a well soul. See the link in the show notes to subscribe. Welcome to the Well Soul podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to our Lent series, God, I Need You, a journey in the book of Romans. In this season leading up to Easter, we are focusing on scriptures that remind us of our need for Jesus and the power of the gospel from the book of Romans. In our first episode of our Lent series last week, we saw that we need God's forgiveness, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. We cannot make a way for ourselves to have a right relationship with God. We cannot depend on an imagined scale of good outweighing our bad. We cannot even depend on religious service. If that were the case, the religious Pharisees would have not been so criticized by Jesus. This week we see in this scripture once again that we are made right with God by being credited with God's righteousness by faith. In Romans chapter 4, Paul reaches back to the father of the Jewish people, Abraham, as his example of faith. Abraham was a man that lived in a pagan nation. His family and him, most likely, worshipped idols. And God called him out of his people to leave everything he ever knew to follow God. And God didn't even tell him where he would go, just that God would show him where to go. And one night, God tells Abraham to look up in the night sky, the pitch, tar, black expanse, free of all modern pollution and city lights. When Abraham turned up his head, we can imagine the stars in the heavens were as clear as someone looking through the Hubble telescope. Vast array of constellations, too numerous to count. And God said, "So shall your descendants be." But there was a problem. Abraham and Sarah were old. Old. Well past childbearing years old. So what is Abraham's response to God with this promise of so many offspring that they will be too numerous to count? Abraham believed. Abraham believed God's words, even though it did not make any sense in natural human terms. And Genesis 15:6 records, Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. With this story in the background, we will now meditate on this week's passage. We also want to remember our definition for a couple words from last episode. Righteousness. Righteousness means whatever is in line with God's character, His holiness, His rightness. And to be justified is to be set right legally before our holy, just God. Before I read the scripture today, take a deep breath and quiet your mind to deeply drink in scripture. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Wash us in your word. Romans 4:2-8. If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about. But not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Sit for a moment and ponder what you just heard. I am going to reread the scripture one more time. What words resonate in your spirit? Romans 4:2-8. If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about. But not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Our sins are covered. Our transgressions are forgiven. We are blessed. This Lent season, we prepare our hearts to commemorate the suffering of Christ, His holiness, taking on the cost of our sin, so that we could be credited as righteous before our holy God by faith. Take a moment to pray or sit silently before God in response to the scripture today. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you for your work on the cross, your suffering, your becoming the punishment of sin for us. Thank you for the gift of faith in the words and works of Jesus, so that we can stand justified before your judgment seat. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. Now remember to subscribe to the podcast, review it, and share it with others, so more people can be encouraged in their faith. If this episode encouraged your faith, I invite you to support the production of the podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can help others drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. Visit buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast. Do you know of someone planning a ministry event? I am now booking speaking events and can teach on a passage from the Bible or a topic of your choice. See the link in the show notes for more information. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.